You talk to me. Yes, questions.
Your maiden name
was Landers.
Landers. And where did you live before you married Bill?
In Louisville.
Your family was in Louisville? Mm-hmm. And Bill's family lived in Coppell.
Uh-oh. You're right.
Yeah. And you were close to Bill's parents all their lives, weren't you?
Not really.
Uh-huh. What was her name? Bill's.
Bug. Laura.
Was it Laura?
Laura uh-huh. Sue.
Laura Sue.
Uh-huh. Bullock. She was a Bullock when she married Kirkland.
She married Kirkland. Mm-hmm. So the Bullocks go way back.
Colored wagon.
Really?
In a long way. Long way, yeah. And it's still, I don't know how it's died down or not. They have the bluegrass, little patches of bluegrass, like they had back in those days.
Mm-hmm. I'll say. Now, how did you meet Bill?
I was working in the bank, looked out the door one day, and I said, Mr. Nix, who was that? He said, who? What? I said, well, he's military. I could tell the uniform. I looked up and he had him by the hand dragging him in that door. I could have strangled him.
Now, was this in the bank in Louisville?
No, Carrollton.
In Carrollton.
Carrollton.
There on the square?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The corner. That famous bank. You know, that was called just Carrollton Bank, wasn't it?
Credit Union. I think it was more or less a credit union.
Credit Union. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so Bill came in there and met you?
And he said, where do you live? And I told him, he said, well, I know where that is. I'll drive you home if you will let me. And I said, I'll be happy to.
And so that was it.
Started going sky high.
And what year was that, Laura? Say?
About 43.
43. And y'all got married when?
45.
45. And so was he getting out of the...
He was getting out of the military.
He was in the Army?
Air Force,
yeah.
And you and he lived in Coppell
for a while. Then we moved to Grapevine.
Yeah. Now, the thing that I remember, of course, Terry was a couple of years older than I was. And I can remember did you just live in one place in Coppell?
Mm-hmm, the Rock House. What they call the Little Rock House.
Oh, so that's
And
the
it's not there.
It's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Down.
Gone.
But now, didn't you move out on kind of a farmhouse on airport land?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you lived there for a while.
Moved up here.
Yeah.
Airport both out.
Yeah. Now, when you lived there, I remember, because Terry was older, and I remember visiting you there. Yeah, I think he had a birthday party in that house one time, and I was in it. And the thing that's interesting to us is you guys bought the old railroad depot.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember how that happened?
Mr. Cooper, Bill's uncle, mm-hmm. told him that it was going up for sale.
Uh-huh.
It would be closed bids. Uh-huh. And Bill had closed the $75.
Uh-huh.
And I had the letter from the railroad telling him that he had purchased the depot and how much it had cost.
Uh-huh.
And I had kept that letter for all these years.
Oh, wow.
It looks,
you have a call holding at 201.
Do you still have it?
I don't have any idea.
Uh-huh. And do you have any idea what year that was? It must have been
57.
Really? 57?
Your memory is real good.
Good.
Well, I've been at it.
It
comes back to me.
Yeah.
It is really good.
Now, so you had it moved from the railroad
up to
the
house. Farm.
And as I remember, and I was in it, as I remember, you used the left-hand side for Terry's trains, didn't you?
He had a lot of train set.
Yeah. And the right-hand side?
That's where we worked with the eggs.
Yeah, you candled eggs in there.
And
hatched them, did you?
No, we didn't have to do that. We got our
chicks
from J.T. Davis.
Okay.
And that room we uh-huh. count of, as she says, count of the eggs and box them in the proper size.
And I remember the side that you did the eggs on, it had just a sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
But Terry's side, what did it have? Did it have a sliding door? Or was it just a regular door?
I believe the sliding door was on his side.
Oh, was it?
Because I think one day it fell off the track and Terry was in there, like scared me to death. And I thought it had fallen on him, but it didn't happen.
And you kept that building. It was there when you moved.
We tried to break it up here and they wouldn't let
you. Did you? Really? And I remember
it would have been good if they let you. Mm-hmm.
Did you move the house?
No.
I remember, it was torn down. I remember that the depot building just sat there and deteriorated. Finally fell apart.
We would have taken care of it. And we had quite a lot out in the back. It would have fit back there nicely, but the city ordinance said no. So we didn't pursue anything further.
Now, do you remember, because you lived there quite a while, that depot building was the last one that was there, but it wasn't the first one that was there. Do you... I don't know, you didn't live there before 1945.
No, that's the only one that I knew. Mm-hmm. Now, Miss Kirkland was, she worked for the railroad. She went down and collected the mail, and she probably could have told you, you know, difference.
Yeah. Okay, no, I know.
She set up business where Jack's house was, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Jack's old house there
old
across
house.
From the post office? I mean, across from the barber shop?
No.
It's on her road.
Yeah. My house is the only one left.
Yeah.
Across from the rock house?
Mm-hmm.
The rock house?
Well, that's all, what I always call it. Because it's made out of Texas rock.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I still had, and I gave away the round table, soda tables and the four chairs that went with it that were dated back 1923.
Oh, 23. Were they in it when you lived in it?
Miss Curtis gave up the post office job and she had bought these, well, they're soda fountains because they had a soda fountain. So at her death I got them. But I didn't have any place to put them, so I gave them to a girl that was building a new home. She said, oh, I would love to have those and the history of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Kirkland did the mail, and so she had a little general store, is that what she had?
And a drugstore, sort of assortment.
Now, was it that big drugstore that was kind of across from the Rock House? No?
In Jack's old, now the what I knew at first was either Bill Cosby's house is, or was, or Jack's, and he's on the. But
that's it. Mm-hmm. Almost across. That's where the old drugstore was. It was it was next to, just down from Jack's newer house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right in there. That was there until the '50s, I think. And they tore it down.
Doesn't seem like any time. The times have passed. So fast.
Yeah.
We have barely have a picture of that old drugstore. It's way off in the distance. It's taken in our backyard, and so you can see it in the distance. Do you remember a bank in Coppell? No, it was gone maybe when you, it wasn't there very long. I remember visiting Terry. Terry loved the trains.
Oh, yes.
Worked for 18 years.
Yeah. Didn't they take him to the...
wouldn't you take him up there to the depot?
Depot, nearly all the time. His parents did, didn't you?
She's his mother.
His mother.
Yeah.
You took him up at that...
Yeah, I put him in a stroller.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he could start jumping up and down the usually through that train blowing. And the men would just die laughing. And one night they stopped and they were getting ready to eat for supper. And they asked Terry if he would like to come and have supper with them. He would eat rocks if they would ask him. And he ate fried chicken. At home, he wouldn't eat it.
They ate a bit of it.
I think it's the bone too, but I said, don't ever say you don't like fried chicken again. And let him go to Carrollton, and they were making another run back to Fort Worth, so he got a round trip to Carrollton and back, and he was, you thought he was king of the hill.
And how old was he when he did that?
He's about 8.
Really? Well, I remember as late as, gosh, I was in college, and I visited Terry, and he was still keeping up the railroads, and that's before he worked for the railroads.
Mm-hmm.
But he still loves them.
Well, he worked 18 years.
And in what now? Where was this, in Dallas?
Dallas. In commerce and different areas. Uh-huh. But he first started with in Dallas.
Wow. And what did he do? Do you remember?
He kept telling me, but I never could understand, about switching trains, be sure they were on the right track to be where they could switch.
Uh-huh.
And they had to have a certain time to be where they're supposed to be. They had to be there, the reason that they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of computer work.
Well, and now, Bill passed away what year?
You know, I was thinking the other day, and I can't remember.
I seem to remember going to his...
I think I did too, but...
I remember it must have been his funeral. Because he was buried in that cemetery,
mm-hmm,
in,
mm-hmm,
in the Bullock Cemetery,
mm-hmm,
and that's where Terry was buried.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Bill, it must have been when Bill was buried, the first time I ever realized there was a cemetery down there, you know, kind of hidden off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they opened up a fence, and you went across.
But somewhere along the line, Mary Evelyn had it locked, locked. Because if they were going in there and destroying some of the tombstones. I'm sorry I can't remember the year, but...
Well, it would have been... It had to have been 50-something. You got married in 43. 45. You don't remember how long you were married?
Terry was 17. I remember that.
17. So that would have been 50-something. It would have been... 45.
Bingo in the dining room at 3. Bingo in the dining room at 3.
It would be 60, in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, well, it was a long time. Now, did Bill die of a heart attack?
Massive heart attack.
Heart attack. Yeah. I remember it was a tragedy.
And Terry had a stroke.
Yeah.
And also had part of his foot was removed. Because of the sugar diabetes. And he sure did go downhill fast when he did. But I think he's better off.
Well,
because I knew eventually that leg would be amputated. If you're warm in here, do you...
I'm fine.
All right, are you warm?
I'm warm, but I kind of keep things where she's comfortable.
We're okay.
Well, I'm fine.
You're
warm. Yeah. I've got on the coat.
Okay.
Are you warm enough? Are you warm enough?
I'm fine.
Good.
What else do you remember about Coppell when you lived there? Anything at all? Did you work when you lived in Coppell?
No.
No, just Bill did. What did Bill do? Did he just do the farm, the chickens and things?
Well, he worked for Strickland Transportation for a long time.
Oh, really?
Before we bought the farm.
Uh-huh.
And he worked, even after he went to the farm, he said, I'm tired of making other people money. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you have in mind? He said, a chicken farm. I looked at him like he was crazy. A chicken farm? Who's going to do the work? He stood and grinned. I said, why, I had to ask.
Why did I ask?
Stupid.
Now, Strickland Transportation, was that in Dallas?
Dallas.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
It was, say you bought a mice box and there was a dent in it. And you didn't want it, well, they would put it in storage and it's more or less sold off.
Oh.
Material that wasn't up to standard.
Uh-huh. So it was just a Strickland Transportation was sort of a name, and then also
And Uncle Bill was with him.
That's Bill and he, Cooper.
Bill. Uncle Bullock, Bill Bullock, Miss Kirkland's brother.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So he got Bill the job. Was working with Strickland.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the Bullocks, the Coopers, and then the Kirklands are all pioneer families.
Mm-hmm.
Harrisons.
Mm-hmm.
And Stringfellows. And all related.
And all gone.
Yeah.
All deceased.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. We still have the Bullock Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And that belongs to Mary Evelyn's family and yours. I don't, you know, who takes care of it, but she used to.
She did until her health got so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think she had someone. I don't know. I haven't been down there.
No. I don't think anybody's looking after it now that she died. I don't think anybody's looking after it. Her son lives in South Texas somewhere.
Yeah.
He doesn't come up much anymore.
Come
I think they got it
Obi?
Fenced off. Like so, but it's still down there. And there's the old, what we call the Historic Bethel Cemetery. That's at the corner of Moore and Bethel Roads. You know, where Bethel School used to be. And all those things. Because Jack used to teach there, or went to school there or something.
Probably went to school.
Jack Kirkland.
Now, your Palestine. Miss, her sister, what's her name?
Lois?
Louise?
Sally.
Sally, yeah, I talked to her.
She was a teacher.
Yeah.
Very, a long time.
40-something years.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember seeing Bethel School? You know, we never come across anybody who remembers ever seeing it. Where did you go to school?
Louisville.
Louisville? All the way through.
Graduated from there. Are you going to go down and play?
I'm going to play bingo.
Well, don't get too wild now.
If you win something, now you're going to have to share it with us.
Yeah, well, I'll do her.
Okay. Can you get time?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Are you wanting to go play bingo?
No, she never leaves the room.
She never goes out and plays bingo?
I wouldn't either.
I said, if I'd like to, it's fine. No, thank you.
Is this a good place to live?
It really is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I knew I was coming here, I didn't know at the time that the administrator is mother is a friend of mine. She's in my son's school class.
Oh, really?
Well.
So okay. The same kind of makes it like family.
Mm-hmm. Do you still get to go to church?
I'm wheelchair bound all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have church down here 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Different denominations
mm-hmm.
come and have a meeting
uh-huh.
at church.
Well,
you were Methodist once, weren't you?
Baptist.
I think he is Methodist.
Well, do you have any other family?
No brothers, no sisters.
They're all gone.
And if my aunts and uncles are gone and my cousins, as far as I know, I've tried to track them down, but I can't. I just come to a dead end.
Well, that's a shame. Where did most of your family live? Was it in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
They were in Texas. Well, that's a shame. I always thought it was interesting every time I passed by that area where your farmhouse was. I'd forgotten you lived in the Rock House. I was pretty young.
Yeah.
Terry was 2 years older than
I. I'll never forget every time Pete was coming down to the house, that light, trouble light. He loved to play with that trouble light.
What trouble light?
You hang it over something if you're working in the
book.
I call it trouble light.
Yeah.
And Pete had his birthday, I said, Terry, what are you going to get Pete? He says, got trouble light. And he wrapped that package. He was so proud of it.
I remember I liked to play with anything electrical. Mm-hmm. Terry liked the triangles, and I liked electrical stuff. Yeah.
Pete and Terry got along real good.
Now Terry went through Caulfield School in his grade.
And then came to Grapevine.
Graduated from Grapevine. And y'all were still living in Caulfield at that time, weren't you?
No, we had moved up here.
Had you moved up here when he graduated? I can remember how old I was. I was pretty young when you lived in Caulfield. Because Terry's school friends were, I didn't know them because they were older, you know. And I remember, like I said, I remember a birthday party in your house, in that farmhouse.
I tell you, you were so proud of that truck night.
I bet I was. I wonder what I did with it.
I don't know.
And I remember Miss Kirkland, we called her Mrs. Kirkland. I remember her.
Yeah.
I remember her well. But did she live in Caulfield? Did they live in Caulfield or Grapevine?
Oh, yeah. Caulfield.
Where did they live? I forgot.
They lived down, they were next door to Ernest. Gentry, which would be across the house, road from your house.
So they lived in what we call the Standerford house. Yeah, that was something. Well, as Gene Murph told you, I think we have a historical society and we're trying to put all this back together, you know, and make sure we keep all these records and do everything. When Jack passed away and Sally passed away, we sort of lost, you know, some of the history there. Now, we've got them on tape, you know, and we've got, as I interviewed them, I knew them and talked to them even when I was in high school.
And, of course, Louise died, what, 2 years ago?
She used to help take, come out and visit.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know Louise very much at all.
She was a good person, wasn't she?
And Terry would not call her anything but Aunt Louise.
Wow. The last time I saw, I guess, Miss Kirkland was Terry brought me up to your house here in Grapevine, and he was living there with you. And I was visiting him. We were pretty old then. Visiting him. And Miss Kirkland came in and said hello. You weren't there. But she came in and said hello. I remember. I think you must have been working, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. And that's the last time I ever saw her. But you lived here in Grapevine for quite a while.
I think about 52 who we got to have.
Well, you were just all over. You were born in Louisville, and you worked in Carrollton, and you eventually lived in Caulfield, and then Grapevine.
Yeah, wandering lust.
All over. Yeah.
It seems like yesterday.
I know. Time just goes by, doesn't it? Fast.
You knew Jean. Well, she was a Scot. She married Simon. I mean,
who?
Jean. Scott.
Jean Simmons? Did she live in Caulfield?
I didn't mean Simmons. She married Richard, now gone blank. She was a Scott. Anyway, she fell through their shop door. She had 18 stitches taken in her arm.
Just recently?
And I can't find out where she is.
Really?
And they live down there close to the Pear family. It would be north down to have Grapevine. I mean, Caulfield.
There is nobody left in Caulfield, not in the old part of Caulfield, except me.
What's saying there?
Well, you know, Doris Parrish still lives there. She's a descendant of the Parrish family.
Yeah.
And she still lives up in a trailer house, I think. And her name is Holly. And that's about all the Parrishes that are left. There's Bobby Ottinger still lives there. And, you know, he had the pig farm.
And you could smell it all the time.
And there's not many others of the old-timers still around. We're starting to find old-timers who live there and moved away, and they're starting to locate some of them. There are a few of them around. Kind of hard, you know.
You can't imagine.
Yeah.
Was there a Henry Parrish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was Roby.
That's what I was thinking about, Roby.
Roby. Yeah. Henry and...
And there's a girl, wasn't
there? Well, Doris was in school with me.
Yeah.
And she still lives there. She remembers everything. Her grandmother, Belle Parrish, is in a nursing home in Louisville, I think, but has just recently taken bad health. But she's been very alert and she's quite old. She was always wrote things, you know, and stuff like that. So we still have a lot of the stuff she wrote. Because the Parrishes and the Thompsons were all...
Jedrick.
Jedrick. And the Moores.
Tom.
You knew Tom and...
Nanny Mae. And the daughter was the...
Margie. No.
No.
Joanne.
Yeah, Joanne.
Joanne still lives there.
Oh, she does.
Her name is Joanne Smith. She lives in the Moore house. And... they lived there for quite a while, and our mother passed away, and father too.
Yeah.
I think they're both gone. And they built a brick house just next door to the old Moore place and lived there until they passed away. But she hasn't been gone long, Moore. Not Moore, Coffee. Yeah.
I just trying to think of any other family that I can't remember. The names that had lived there that might have some recollections, some of the things you'd like to know.
Well, let's see. Who else lived in that house?
Well, there was Harwell that had, Floyd Harwell that had the drugstore. I mean,
barbershop. That barbershop still
there. Barbershop still
there. It is.
Of course, now he moved that building in the 50s, that little building. But in his barbershop used to be in his house. Remember,
mm-hmm.
Built
yeah,
in the house.
Yeah.
When I got my first haircut, it was in that house. But he moved a little building that most of us remember, and it's still there. Still a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of restored.
What about the old post office?
Well, you know, the one you're probably talking about was there in old downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The building is still there. But it's been, you know, changed into Gene Murph's newspaper office is in it, in the back of it. And it's some other real estate office or something in front of it.
I just wondered. Yeah. Let's see.
When they abandoned that post office, they built a brick building down not too far from where the Rock House was, down between there and the railroad. And then it was there for a couple, 3 years. Then they built the one we've got now, which is out on the hotel. It's a big one. It's only been one or two different places, you know. And that post office was the one I was in, you know, all the time when I was a kid. Go up there to the grocery store, to the general store. That would be Schaefer's or Moore's. Did the Moore own it at one time?
I don't know.
Tom Moore.
Tom Moore.
Mm-hmm. And the other Cosby's, Bill's brother.
Oh,
had the one across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember Miss Miller? She lived on the corner there. Aide Miller.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
I remember that she wasn't a very friendly person.
No.
No.
Very German. Very kind of closed. Yeah. Remember Miss Barsnick?
Mm-hmm.
She lived next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to church at that church over on Round Grove Road. The United Church of Christ. It was.
Yeah, but it was called something else.
It was United Church of Christ.
Was it?
It was a German church.
Uh-huh.
And she went to church in there. And she lived there when my parents lived there, 46.
And it may have things come back to you when you bring up one name.
Yeah, yeah. Something else, isn't it?
Yep, I'm the only one left up there in old Costello.
Hang in there, kid.
I am.
She is. The city's bought up all the land around her.
And it's all grown up, you know.
There's going to be a senior citizen center next door to her.
Well, that'd be fine.
I can just go over there, can't
you? Sure, if you like it.
Going to be a doctor's office right next door.
Well, that's great.
She's got a great big windmill. Probably. We let them
know.
Remember J.C. Tweet?
Oh, yes.
Well, he had a windmill on his property. And when he died, he let the city have the windmill. So we let him move it onto her lot right there in the corner.
Oh, great.
And it's a big, tall thing.
And we're going to put a plaque on it.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I look out sometimes and I see people going out to it, you know, looking at it. Yeah. It's a tall booger, right there.
I guess it was on his. It was on the corner of where he lived when he died. He lived up on Denton Taft Road, not way over where their farm used to be, you know. But he lived there for a long time. I think that's where that windmill was.
I think so.
So it wasn't, I don't think it was part of their family farm.
No, I doubt it.
The Sweets go back.
Crazy.
Yeah, they were there. Some of the first ones. The first ones there were the Parrishes. They were the first settlers.
Family in a wheelchair.
Oh my goodness.
Now, I'm going to ask you one more question.
Sure.
When you lived in Coppell, or when you lived here, Grandma, where did you go to church?
First Baptist Church.
And that was in old downtown Coppell. Do you remember people you went to church with? Let's see, that would be the Phillipses.
I remember Mr. Phillips, he didn't approve of something that happened. And he took his kids one by one and let them out of the church.
Oh, really?
He let them know he was not pleased.
I think he could do that.
And Mr. Long, Terrence Long.
Yeah.
Who was you remember your preacher?
Brother Hand.
He was there.
He was there a long time, wasn't he? And he was a friend to everybody, wasn't he?
Yes,
he was.
Do you remember them building that building, or was it always there? Or did you go to more than one building?
We just went to the one building, because they were just on the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church that I know of that was that there at that time.
Do you remember the Woods, Grandpa Woods?
Herschel?
Herschel's dad?
Yeah, it was Herschel's father. They lived there next to the church, I think, in the old house. And the Arnett's?
Yeah, Mary Ruth lived somewhere here.
Oh, Mary.
Or did she pass away?
I think she still lives here somewhere.
She lives in there's an apartment complex south of me where when I lived on Merce Street, and I think that's where she lived, because she used to walk down and visit every once in a while. Somebody said her health got bad.
You know what I remember about her? She lived in that little house behind the church in there. And when I was about 16 or 15 or something, she had a stereo record player she wanted to sell. And I got my parents to go down there and buy that. And I remember that house. You know, that little tiny house. I don't remember who else was in there. Who else went to church there, but there were a lot of them. The Moores. Or were the Moores
Baptist?
That
was a big church.
I mean, Methodist. I think the Moores were Methodist, weren't they?
I believe they were. I believe so. Yeah. But who was that?
There were just a lot of them. Phillipses were there forever.
Yeah.
Phillips helped build that building. You know, Betty and David Phillips, they lived there just until about 5 years ago, and they retired and moved to somewhere like Kemp or something. I don't know, somewhere out there to be out in the country more. They own a lot of land down where the new Baptist Church is, and so I'm sure they sold their land to the Baptist Church. But a lot of them.
I'm trying to think, but I can't think of any other families.
Well, it wasn't a huge church. You know, that's probably the biggest one in that town.
At that time.
Yeah. And you had a brush arbor, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's where the revivals were held.
Yeah. And tell me about those. How often were they?
I think they were once a year.
Every summer?
Probably in the summer sometime.
Mm-hmm. And when the Methodists could use it, the Presbyterians, Baptists, whoever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Terry saying, Miss Jenny, let's go out to the tabernacle.
Tabernacle.
He loves to go out to the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. And
and
you
stop and take him.
Oh, really? It'd be in the summertime. It'd be hot.
Everybody fanning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it
did
was.
Did you have, I guess, light bulbs hung around? Is that what you did? So you could see?
Probably lanterns, I remember.
Did you have lanterns?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
and they had a Holy Roller church there at one time, and Terry was about 3 years old, and he wanted to go hear that Holy Roller. He didn't know what it was all about.
Yeah.
And when that woman started having fits, as he called it, foaming at the mouth and raising her arms and shouting, I tell you, he let you go home.
Was that when it was, there was a building I remember down west of the Baptist Church. Is that where that it was Assembly of God, Holy Rumble's church was? Is that where you took him when you went to that?
We went to the tabernacle.
Oh.
They were holding the the revival, and
uh-huh.
He wanted to see what it was all about. I guess he heard us talking. It scared the life out of him.
I bet. Scare anybody.
It did me too.
They used to meet in that old drugstore. And we could hear them, you know, from mm-hmm. our house at night. And they're still in the Assembly of God Church in Godville. That's the eventual descendant of that church. And the Catholic Church got started in the old Methodist church building. And now there's a huge Catholic church in
Godville.
Great big domed thing, you know. I never would have suspected there would be that many Catholics in Godville. But
we got three or four Catholic churches here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're very young.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah,
because of, I guess, of the moving in from the north.
I guess so.
Most of the northern people are Catholic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that airport came
that
in.
Problem.
Oh, somebody said, Violet said that she heard that, let me see. C.L. Plumley was married to Iska.
Iska was.
Iska used to work at the school.
Yeah.
That was Zelma. Zelma. And Iska and C.L. were married, I think.
Well, mm-hmm. somebody said that she was real bad or had a birthday.
Oh, really?
I think so. They, they moved totally away.
Yeah, well, Violet once called me and told me that she had been to a birthday party for her.
Uh-huh.
And she was in her 90s.
We still see Zelma every once in a while. I think she lives in Carrollton or somewhere. We see her every once in a while. I think she still comes out to the church, maybe all the time, I don't know. But we see her. I can't remember her husband's name. Weldon and Zelma?
Yeah.
They worked as janitors at the school. I remember when I was in school. And built a little brick house there on the corner of the railroad, you know, and lived there for a while. And their son, Don, and his wife lived next door to her in the White House.
You see? They had two sons, didn't they?
Yeah, they had Don and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was in my class. I don't know. I haven't seen Joe in 20 years at least.
They not still be living here.
We hope someday that the Cobb City will rebuild the old depot the way it looked when they first built it there,
mm-hmm.
and put it there on that land where it was, turned into a museum like Grapevine has, you know. And,
it'll be great.
You know,
those are bright memories you have forgotten.
Yeah.
Oh, I say.
We have pictures of the original depot with the sign Cobb Bell on it. We don't have one, don't have any pictures of the building you guys got. I remember being in that depot before it was moved. I was a little kid, and we went down there with Dee and Mama, and I went down there, and we sat there while a train came by. It scared me to death, I remember, you know, because it didn't stop, you know. Yeah, so noisy, you know. But I remember sitting in that depot. It was mostly a little waiting area where you'd wait to catch the train, because the other building had been torn down. They had freight, when they had freight come in and stuff like that. Or I guess it's the one, the building you got.
And Miss Carter would take her little red wagon every day and go up and meet the train and pick up the mail.
Oh, yes.
And you know, Clayton Harville did that for a long time. She was station master or whatever you called her for a long time, too. And so I guess they all did it, you know. But Clayton died quite a few years ago. Well, Laura, we're not going to keep you any longer.
Well, I've been thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's been a delight talking to you.
This was recorded with Laura Faye Kirkland at the Wood Ridge Nursing Home on January the 16th at about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Do you all live close?